Hello, this is Matt Schlick from the Matt Schlick Live podcast, where I defend the Christian faith and lay out our foundations of the truth of God's Word. Your chosen Truth Network podcast is starting in just a few seconds. Enjoy it, share it, but most of all, thank you for listening and for choosing the Truth Podcast Network.
This is the Truth Network.
In this next segment of Truth Talk, special Truth Talk ambassador Steve Jumper is able to interview Pastor Larry Jackson on how men and women, husbands and wives, should be worshiping the Lord together. Some really powerful comments and thoughts from him. Thank you, Steve, for filling in for me. You will enjoy this next segment. It is not live, even though Steve says it is, because when he did it, it was live, but it was from the special intensive conference that was in the North Carolina area, the Kernersville area of North Carolina, just this past weekend. So stay tuned, be encouraged, and be blessed. And please share Truth Talk and our Truth Talk podcast with all your friends. We also have some awesome affiliates we want to thank, like AFR, the Wilkins Radio Network, some of the Salem stations, and of course, all of our Truth Network stations that carry Truth Talk, including or friends in the upstate of South Carolina at the His Radio Talk Network. Thank you, affiliates, for carrying Truth Talk. TruthTalk.com is our website, and our podcast is, of course, 24/7. So if you miss a segment, you can listen to it on demand anytime you want by just downloading and subscribing to our Truth Talk and Truth Network podcast channels. Here you go with today's segment from Steve Jumper, guest hosting for me on Truth Talk.
This is Stephen Jumper, live Truth Talk Live Radio, filling in for Stu Epperson at the Intensive Conference 2023 in Kernersville, North Carolina at the Crossing Church. I'm here with Bishop Jackson, and we're talking with Bishop Jackson today. He's about to go on and speak to the audience out here. If you still got time to come out and join us for the Intensive Conference. Bishop, thank you for being here today, and why don't you start with just tell us a little bit about yourself.
All right. Thank you for having me. And listen, I am a pastor there in Charlotte, North Carolina, Bethel Outreach International Church, and I am a bishop with the Fellowship of International Churches under Wellington Boone, who is our pastor. And man, look, I've been speaking for years for Promise Keepers, for 20 years on the Promise Keepers platform all over the nation, and started my own men's ministry and women's ministry called True Valuable Woman and Frontliners Men's Ministry. So been out here for a while doing that, as well as reaching cities with prayer and relationship with God. So it is good to be here amongst a group of couples that are seeking after the heart of God. And that's why, and Roy and I have been friends for a good long time. And so we just decided, why don't we do something together? Amen.
Fantastic. Amen. Amen. And so you're about to go on and share some things with the audience here. I believe this year is the first time we've had, it's been co-ed. It has been a men's conference for a number of years. Yes. So maybe share with us some things you're going to share with the group.
Well, I'm going to connect with what I did last night a little bit. But what I'm really going to go into in the crux of my message today is the power of worship. How do you worship in your home to defeat all enemies, and how to get the victory out of that from a worship perspective, and what that looks like with a husband and a wife, and not just prayer, but worship that now leads me into prayer. And so we're going to dive deep into those things, because I think that's a missing element in our homes. Okay, we've got a lot going on, but we don't have that worship relationship unto God, because worship requires us to focus only on Him, not on us. So it's not a prayer.
Yeah, Bishop, you're hitting a point, just a personal note with me. My wife, we've just been married 9 years, and we are both serving in ministries, and we're starting to have some great conversations. I'd love science, and Pastor Strobel has just shared with us about science,
yes,
and how you can worship God through the creation. My wife and I seem to marvel at the different things that God has done and how He's created the universe. Mm-hmm. And so I've understood that, you know, that connection I'm having with my wife in my home is pleasing to God.
It's no question. And that is, again, that turns the tide. That turns the tide on in a lot of places. If there's struggling going on, that definitely needs to take place. But even if it's good, you can go to a whole new level. And God has set this thing up so that we can understand this. So I'm going to literally go walk through a little bit of the tabernacle of Moses to get to the altar of incense, where I believe worship is represented, which is at the heart of Jesus. And so that is going to be mostly what I'm going to deal with. Again, I'm going to connect a little bit with what I dealt with last night and understand the relationship between man and woman and why this worship experience is necessary.
And okay. Wow, that's incredible. We look about the same age, I'm going to say. And so I'll share this with you. My heart lately has been that as each day, passing day goes by and I get one day older. As a matter of fact, I'll turn 60 next Saturday.
You good. I'm a little younger than you. I'm 35, but okay. Go ahead. Right. No, I'm 64. So I'm
64.
Good.
All right. So, but I am just marveling every day.
Yeah.
At God's creation. Number one, how sinful I am, how sinful we are, and how much we need a Savior.
We do.
And then the miraculous gift of God through His grace.
Yeah.
Share that with us. Share your heart.
Well, again, it's really amazing. Again, when you really understand grace, when Paul says we're saved by grace, that not of ourselves, but is the gift of God. It's amazing that God would grace us in such manner that we now could now enter into His kingdom and be a part of His life. Again, because again, there is nothing about us that say that should happen. And so again, this is a good opportunity for spouses, husbands and wives, to come to this understanding together. Because last night I talked about them, you know, him, not him. Not her, them. God bless them. God said to them, be fruitful and all of that. And how do you come into that even in a graceful, worshipful relationship is what we're going to get into.
One of the things that I appreciate about my wife is when I look at her, and God's just put this in my heart in the last few years about how the qualities and attributes of God are not only in man.
Yeah.
For me as a male.
Right.
But the attributes of God are in her,
yes,
in my wife,
yes,
as a female.
Yes. And you, and again, men miss this a lot of times. But again, when God said them, and she was in you as a, and then God took her out of you. So that's an amazing thing that when Adam says she's bone of my bone and flesh of my flesh, she shall be called woman. That means there's a part of me that's walking here that I got to have in order to be totally complete and do what I need to do. But men can be so disconnected and focused that they forget about bringing her along with them. So,
absolutely. Bishop, thank you so much
for
your time. And is there something else you'd like to share with our audience?
No, it's just, I think at this day that we're in, I would encourage the body of Christ to dive deeper into the things of God, as far as the word of God, especially. Because what we're finding is that most are not reading their Bibles in a daily communion with God. And you can't say that I go to church and you're not in your word. What is that about? So you got to go after the word of God more than you're going after the word of God on a daily basis, not on a Sunday basis. So
Absolutely. That's
what I would say. God bless them.
God bless you, Bishop. Thank Amen. You so much for your time. And we're here again. This is Truth Talk Live. This is Stephen Jumper filling in for Stu Epperson at the Intensive Conference 2023 at the Crossing Church in Kernersville, North Carolina.
This is the Truth Network.